This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
TFA fam, it's your boy Kev back again with another video. I appreciate everybody checking it out. Today we're going to be discussing some players you should be looking to buy and some players you could potentially just pick up off waivers or that are readily available. So the playoffs are right around the corner, about three or four weeks away for most people for fantasy playoffs. So it's time to lock it in. We're going to strap it down. Let's ride. Welcome back in. I appreciate everybody checking out the video. I really do appreciate it. Hope everybody's doing well. But like I said, fantasy championships are right around the corner. Fantasy playoffs are right around the corner. So whether you're a team that's kind of fighting to get in and needs to stack up some wins, or a team that's sitting atop looking down upon everybody from your ivory tower, I think this should be the time that you should be looking to make some moves. And so that's what we're going to be discussing today. So enough rambling. Let's get right into it. First off, we're going to start with the running back position. As far as running backs, I do want to highlight some players that I talked about last week and last week's buy. So you can go check that out. But Saquon Barkley, Javonte Williams, and Antonio Gibson are all three players that I still really want to buy. They all have great rest of season schedules and fantasy playoff schedules. I know Antonio Gibson's coming off a really nice performance where he scored 21 fantasy points. It's going to be a little bit harder to acquire, but the other two are apt buys right now. Saquon's going to cost a little bit more. He is returning this week, but Saquon, I still think you could probably get him a little bit cheaper than what you're looking at. So other than that, let's jump to the other guys that I really want to go in depth on. David Montgomery. I am not the biggest David Montgomery fan out there, but it's hard to deny the opportunity that this man sees. And he also has the third easiest remaining schedule rest of season and in the fourth easiest playoff schedule with the Vikings, Seahawks, and Giants to close out the fantasy season. And much like we saw him last year, where he absolutely smashed down the stretch, he's set up for that once again. In his first game back against the Pittsburgh Steelers, he played 84.5% of the snaps, saw 13 carries, ran 20 routes, which is the most he saw all year. He had two targets for 80 yards and no touchdowns. So he didn't really have a huge performance. He's coming off a bye. Shouldn't really cost a lot to acquire. But on the season, he has a 72.7% snap share, a 73.8% opportunity share, 16.4 carries per game, and he has 11 targets on the season. So he's not really being utilized that much in the passing game. However, he is still being utilized heavily inside the running game and could see a little bit more opportunities because he did last week as a pass catcher. On the season, he's averaging 14 fantasy points per game, a 1.84 yards created per touchdown, which is not good, and 8.5% target share, which is okay. But the biggest selling factor for him is the opportunities that he sees. So I love buying David Montgomery. He's not going to cost a lot. He's going to be pretty cheap. Somebody pretty easily that you can acquire. And he has a really great schedule to set himself up for to close out the season. I also would like stashing Khalil Herbert. Most people have dropped him. He is a definite handcuff or player you should be adding to your benches, because if something happens to David Montgomery, all this still applies. We saw how good Khalil Herbert was whenever he got the opportunity. So Khalil Herbert was only rostered 35% of leagues. Everybody's dropped him. That's a big mistake. This is the time we should be acquiring some of these players to set ourselves up in case injury happens. Next up on my list is a Jacksonville Jaguar. I have another Jaguar we're going to talk about later, but this is James Robinson. Again, a player just doesn't carry the same value as some of the other top-end running backs, but he produces like one. So far on the season, he's got a 62% snap share, 70% of the opportunities, averaging about 12.5 carries per game, 3.6 targets per game. He's 12th in rushing yards, 27th in receptions, and 13th in total touchdowns on the season. And he's just outside of an RB1 with 16 fantasy points per game. He also has a 9.8% target share, which is pretty solid. 3.0 yards created per touch, which is 26th, and 19th in total yards created. So he has been efficient and has been able to create for himself. He's also 7th in evaded tackles and 3rd in juke rate. So James Robinson has played really well this year. To close out the season, he has the 16th easiest remaining schedule, but the easiest schedule remaining for running backs in the fantasy playoffs. He gets the Texans, the Jets, and the Patriots to close out the season. So acquire James Robinson. I don't think it's going to cost a lot. He plays for the Jaguars. People aren't going to look at him the same. But I love acquiring James Robinson, and I just don't think it's going to cost a lot to be able to get him. And so, you know, if you go, whoever has him in your league, whether that's somebody that, you know, go look to see what they need. Do they need it? You know, do you have an extra quarterback? Do you have, are you loaded at wide receiver and you can unload a wide receiver to get James Robinson? I think you can get him. It's not going to cost as much as it should. And James Robinson is excellent buy right now. So those are the two running backs I want to hit on. But I do have some honorable mention guys that I want to hit on. Leonard Fournette, 7th easiest remaining playoff schedule. The Chiefs, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Darrell Williams, they have the 8th easiest remaining playoff schedule. So I don't mind acquiring them. Those guys, especially CEH, I don't think it's going to cost a lot. I think he's going to come back. He's going to be worked in slowly. They do have a bye next week. But I do think for them, I think that Clyde Edwards-Helaire is not going to cost a lot. And I do think he probably comes back and takes over that backfield because that is his backfield. Some other running backs that you should be looking to stash, they're kind of handcuffed backs if they are out there. I know a lot of these guys are going to be on benches, but these even guys you can have as throw-ins into a deal that you may make. You know, guys like Tony Pollard, Alexander Mattison, Jeff Wilson, Sony Michel, Latavius Murray. All of these running backs are running backs that I think that should be rostered right now because if something happens to them come a starter, those guys, much like we've seen with A.J. Dillon, are guys that are going to absolutely smash. So I love acquiring those guys. Latavius Murray is supposed to be back from injury. They released Le'Veon Bell today. He's probably going to take back over that backfield, and getting Le'Veon Bell out there is at least one less mouth there that is still in that backfield. So those are the guys that I would be looking to stash right now. That should be, those guys are all very easy to acquire. That's kind of the list that I have for you this week. I appreciate everybody checking it out. Let me know who are some of your guys, or if you have any questions, some players, or hey, let me know some trades you might be looking at. Drop it in the comments below, or you can jump into our absolutely free Discord. It is in the comment section below, or it's in the description down below. I appreciate everybody checking out. Let's win those championships. It's time. We're pushing the chips in. We're going all in. And now is the time. Buckle in. Let's do it. Championship season is right around the corner. Let's win some championships around here. I'll see you guys again soon. Peace.
Are you listening? Damn.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.